Now, if you're a visual person, then Todd Selby's world and his new food book will probably speak to you loud and clear. Todd's an artist and columnist for the New York Times Tea Magazine. He translates experiences into photos, movies, childlike drawings, and now a cookbook. It's handwritten in colored inks, dotted with Todd's photos of people who cook and his written questions to them, as well as their answers. The book is Edible Selby. Todd, good to have you with us.
Good to talk to you.
So why don't you describe what this book looks like? Because it doesn't look like a typical cookbook.
Yeah, it's a collection of portraits and still lifes and illustrations and interviews and hand-done recipes from all around the world. So it's very, it's kind of, I'd like to think of it that it looks like my brain, just chaos, colorful chaos.
It engages you. As I was reading it, I found myself more involved with it than I normally would be with a book of just photographs. And, you know, you're talking to people who are doing things that are not necessarily sort of the run of the mill. You're not in all the fancy restaurants. And it does feel like a diary of the people that you've met. But what's interesting to me about it is you ask them questions and then they write in their own answers.
Yeah, I felt, you know, working as a photojournalist through 3 years, working for so many different magazines, I always felt like there was this kind of editing process that went along with that, where a lot of the people's voices, the subject's voices, was lost. And I really wanted to figure out a way that people who were in the book could communicate directly with the reader. So the handwritten Q&As, all, they're quite simple and they're kind of just fun. They're really informative. You know, seeing Rene Redzepi's handwriting and his drawings, you really get a sense of who he is and his sense of humor, and all the other people in there. I think it's quite insightful and it's fun.
Yeah, it is. Rene Redzepi, who's the chef of Noma in Denmark, the restaurant that's gotten so much acclaim. But, you know, let's talk about some of the people that you decided to see. One of them that I was really kind of taken with was a man outside of San Francisco, Angelo Guerra.
Yeah. Yeah, he's quite an influential guy within the San Francisco Bay Area food movement. He kind of has relationships with all these different chefs, and I've always heard stories about him and his incredible kitchen. So I was really excited to get the opportunity to photograph him and his home and his forge. And he's actually a foraging forger because he has a forge where he makes metalwork and he forges. So I visited him in San Francisco, and he's one of those kind of guys who does everything himself. He hunts boars. He makes his own prosciutto from them. He makes his own wine. He cures his own olives. He makes his own pasta. He does everything. And it's just infectious. He's got this kind of smile and this happiness around him. Just makes everything seem so easy. And his space is incredible. I mean, he's got the most incredible kitchen that I've ever seen in my whole life. It's, you know, he's got a fig tree growing out through the middle of it, a big smoke pit that he made out of like a metal drum. And then, you know, huge chandelier from Venice. And inside the kitchen, there's also the forge where he makes metal spoons and custom grill work and that sort of thing. It's an incredible collection of different objects, and it really tells you a lot about who he is. When I was there, he actually made a big iron spoon right there in the forge and then cooked an egg and then opened fire with it inside of his home in San Francisco. I mean, it's a pretty unique thing.
What kind of questions did you ask him?
I asked him what the meaning of life was.
Nothing simple.
I think maybe I was a little, yeah, I mean, we had a few glasses of wine, so I got kind of deep right there. And normally they're a little bit more lighthearted.
Well, what was his answer?
When you're born, you are irrelevant. Then you spend all of your life to become relevant. Then you die.
Ha! For a man who seems to get such joy out of the doing, it sounds pretty grim.
I guess he finds his relevance in making food and having people over and entertaining. He's a real entertainer.
You know, you obviously chose people, as you said, because of you're intrigued by what they do and how they do it. But one of the things that's interesting that you've done in the book is the recipes are people writing how they do what they do. And no attempt made to translate that, you know, so that it's easy for anybody to do the recipes. Why did you decide to do that?
Yeah, I mean, we had a choice when Deborah, the editor of the book, and myself, we were sitting down to do the book. Every chef provided a recipe. So at that point, some were very specific, some were very vague, some were kind of confusing, mm-hmm. Some were just kind of, you know, inspirational, I would say. And I really felt like it was more valuable to just kind of present it as the chef did. And I think it kind of holds true with how a lot of people really use recipes. I mean, some people follow it really exactly, but then a lot of people, like a lot of the chefs that I know who look at recipe books, they just quickly glance at it. They see the ingredients, they get the idea for the concept, the flavor profile that you're trying to go for, and they do it themselves. They interpret it. So it's just this do-it-yourself kind of attitude, which a lot of the people have in the book, and I like. It's like, don't worry about doing it the wrong way. Just do it your way.
Todd, thanks for talking with us.
Thank you.
Todd Selby's cookbook is Edible Selby. Find Angelo Guerrero's recipe. That's the man in San Francisco that he talked about. You can find his pan-fried fennel cakes on the website, splendidtable.org.